All right, well, we're going to start here in 1 John chapter 1. So please turn to 1 John chapter 1. This will start us off in what I'd like to share with you, and I believe God would have you to learn tonight. So in chapter 1, verse 7, and it says simply, if we say, but if we walk in the light, verse 7, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And I want us to focus here in the beginning of that verse, but if we walk in the light, as he is the light, what does it mean to walk in the light? Now, literally, you know, when we use the word walk, we're talking about moving our feet, our legs, and going someplace, walking somewhere. And here in this verse, walk in the light. I mean, so should we have a flashlight in front of us, you know, pointing down so we walk in the light, or just walk during the daylight and we don't walk when it's nighttime? I mean, you know, I think we just automatically understand how figures of speech are used. And when we see this walk in the light, obviously we're thinking, well, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. I mean, he says that early on. So our walk represents a lifestyle. And so I want to share tonight our walk in life, okay? And the Bible talks about walking in light. People walk by the flesh. People walk by the Spirit, right? So there's different ways this expression is in light of walking. And so it talks about walking by the five senses. So what does all this mean? And I want to get a little specific here in light of what's being communicated here. Was it Sunday we were playing bocce ball at Liberty Station Park? They have a huge grassy park over there. And we, with the boys, the grand boys, we were over there playing bocce ball. And the strangest thing happened. It was the weirdest thing. All of a sudden, there's a big walkway that led from the parking lot across the field to the playground for the kids. And on this, from the playground, on this sidewalk, there were about 50 people. They were walking, and they all had their head down. And at first, I looked over there and I said, are they praying while they're walking? And what's going on here, you know? Are they like zombies where they're kind of, you know, heads down? But they all had their phone. They were looking down at their phone, walking forward. I'm surprised they didn't trip on each other and whatever. But it was the funniest thing, the oddest thing. Now, I know people live on their phones and stuff. That's fine. But they were all walking like this, and it was just so awkward to me to see that. And that's how they were walking by their phone across the field to the parking lot. And so I thought, man, oh man. But when we talk about walking in light or walking in life, we're talking about some people might call it philosophy, or a knowledge of your mind that determines how you move about, what you do, okay? So, you know, if I say I walk by the five senses, well, what am I saying? What am I communicating? Well, that I live my life by what I see, hear, smell, taste, and touch, right? If I say I walk by the Spirit, then I am, hopefully living my life, making decisions, moving and making those decisions on Spirit. God is Spirit. God is helping me with the decisions I have to make in life. So we utilize the resources that God has given us. And God has given us the Spirit, and thereby we can live our life walking by the Spirit. Now, you see what I'm saying here? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about taking steps with feet and legs and stuff. We're talking about using what we know in our brains, our heads, and living life accordingly. All right? Let's look at some scriptures. Maybe this will we'll see how the scriptures use this term. So let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after what?
Spirit.
So those who walk after the Spirit versus the flesh, in their life as they live it, there's no what? Condemnation in Christ Jesus. It goes on to explain, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm not living a life that ends in death and sin. But if I walk by the Spirit, then I am free from this law of sin and death. Verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He did it by dying on the cross, right? He paid the price by his flesh being totally tortured and just torn up and killed. And that paid the price so that we don't have to walk by the flesh, but we could walk by the Spirit. Verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So I trust you're seeing that this thing about walking after the Spirit is a good thing. Mm-hmm. For they, verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. I get it. I still mind things after the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So the things of the Spirit are from God. God is Spirit, and he's given us the gift of Holy Spirit. Now, verse 6 really kind of lays it out there for us. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So you see, that's why I'm saying when we talk about walking in the Spirit or walking by the flesh, it's a lifestyle. It's a living certain ways in this life that we live. And to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot what? Can't please God. You know, so many people try to please God in their fleshly work as they walk by the flesh, but that doesn't do the job. It doesn't please God. Verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in what?
Spirit.
In the spirit, you know. We're in the spirit in that we've got the spirit in us. So we want to use that spirit. What does it say? We'll finish this verse. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Does the spirit of God dwell in you?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. I mean, it's pretty plain here. So this walking by the Spirit is something that Christians want to really tap into and really see their life unfold, that they can walk by the Spirit. Pretty neat. Let's go to Galatians. Galatians, I mentioned in our garage group that we're working the book of Galatians. And we're into chapter 5, which kind of turns the corner from the correcting of the Old Testament to the New. And so when it says in 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, now we're free because of the Spirit in us. So verse 13. Let's pick it up there. 5:13 in Galatians. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for what?
An occasion
of the flesh. Don't use this liberty that we have in Christ for fleshly means, but by love serve one another. You know, our life is one of service. If we're really going to live and walk by the Spirit, then we're going to be exercising the love of God, serving one another. For all, let's see here, for
14,
yeah, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Mm-hmm. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So there's that term, walk in the Spirit. And in doing that, we want to, as we see in the context here, we want to live the love of God. We want to live the love of God. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And boy, these are some crazy things here. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wraths, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, if this is all they do all their life, and that's all they're a total flesh life, they're not going to be born again. If you're born again, then you're not going to be subject to not inheriting the kingdom of God. Do you understand that? Because sometimes people get confused thinking that, I had a little too much to drink, and so maybe I'm not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that's not the case there. This is where people would be so into that lifestyle that that's all they know. Now, you and I know the truth. We're born again of God's Spirit. So, yeah, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have situations where we fall short, but that's why we have God's forgiveness. And God takes care of us so that we are not subject to death at all. But this is where we want to focus. But the fruit of the Spirit And the fruit of anything is the result of something. So what we're trying to do is walk in the Spirit, right? So the result, the fruit of that is going to be love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit because we have Christ in us. So we have that in us. We live into that. So now we want to walk in that. We don't want to live by the flesh lust, but by the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So this is a little bit about walking by the Spirit. Let's look at a few more verses here. Let's see here. Let's go to Romans 6:4. Romans 6:4. In Romans 6:4, it says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So here's this walk again, and it, you know, in light of our mindset and our thinking as we live our life, we want to do it in light of newness of life. And how does it compare, this new life, as that of Christ being raised from the dead? You think Christ was pretty happy when he got raised from the dead? Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, anybody would be, obviously. So, and that's should be our thinking. That should be our walk. Man, we walk in newness of life. I've got eternal life. I've got Christ in me. Wow. I've got everything going for me. So this is walking by the Spirit. This is a lifestyle of walking with him. Let's see. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I'm not going to go all these, but couple more here. 2 Corinthians 5:7. This is a good practical point in light of walking by the Spirit. 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. The believers walk by faith, not by sight. So if you see something, physically see something that might be off, that might shake you up a little bit, wait a minute. Are you walking by what you're seeing? Or are you walking by what you're believing? I believe I'm a son of God. We were reminded of that in the manifestations. So I've got to have that. I got to walk with that mindset that I am a son of God with power. And so anything else that would interrupt that type of thinking, then I push that off to the side. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith, by believing God's word. Pretty neat, huh? Well, I've got a handout here I'd like to give you. And in this handout are some practical tips to help you, give you some keys to walking by the Spirit. And we're not going to look at these verses here. You can do that on your own, but I do want to just go over those. If you folks that are calling in on the conference call, I'd be blessed to send this to you. Let me know. And I will do so. But simply said, walking by the Spirit is implementing all 9 manifestations of the gift of Holy Spirit that you have as a result of the new birth. You know, we're born again of the gift of Holy Spirit. Nine manifestations we can use. It also includes doing what the Word of God says. Because this is spiritual food, right? God's Word is spiritual food. So we walk by what the Word says and what the Spirit says. Our Heavenly Father informs, directs, and follows through in His fellowship with us. We want to be sensitive to the Spirit of God in us so that we can listen and perform all that He says to us. The following keys are practical steps in helping us walk on behalf of our Heavenly Father. And number one is seek fellowship with the Father daily. You know, go to Him every day. In the morning, preferably, get things started with Him. Number two, ask for God's input. You know, as we make decisions on what we're doing, hey, God, hey, Father, is this good? Should I do this? What should I do in this situation? We shouldn't hesitate to ask the Father for help. Number three, be meek. Don't be haughty, but be meek to receive. That's how you receive from God. As you're meek, you're humble. Number four, speak in tongues much. And when you speak in tongues much, you're using that spirit in you. So you're energizing the spirit in you, and it really helps you be in tune to God's voice, His other manifestations. And then number five, study the Word of God much, because it's spiritual food. God's Word is spiritual food. And that's why we have fellowship, to learn God's Word. And then number six, do not be deceived by the five senses. It'll trick us. Number seven, do not tell all you know. Receive Word of Wisdom in what you do with the information God reveals to you. You know, sometimes you're in situations that you just need to be quiet and know what God's told you is just for you and you alone. And finally, when you stumble, pick yourself up. Mm-hmm. This number eight definitely applies to me, because I always stumble. And but thankfully, we can pick ourselves up, and God will continue to work with this. He will not stop working with you. You think you mess up and make mistakes, and you think God's not going to talk to me anymore. No, no, no. No, He's going to probably talk to us more so. Because He wants to fellowship with us. So these are some simple keys. There's others, but those are good ones to help you walk by the Spirit, okay? So we want to walk with our Heavenly Father. We want to have that mindset, that believing to do His will and walk by the Spirit, okay? All right. So, Father, thank You for how You love us and work with us, and thank You that we can walk with You, have You as our guide, that You direct our steps. Thank You for loving us and taking care of us in so many wonderful ways. Thank You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right.